What is up, Noodle Cup? It's me, Mr. CLC, and I am finally back again with another episode of the Before You Go podcast. So with this one, for sure, I do want to talk about Blackpink, who just released their quote-unquote second full-length album, The Born Pink. And as well, we're going to talk about, it's been a while, but I know Twice had a comeback, a Japanese comeback. Was it between 1 and 2? And I know NMIX just had their comeback as well with Dice. So I guess we'll talk about that. I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews on that, so I figured we'll check that one out as well. You know, we'll just give a full album review and everything. So yeah, been dealing with a lot of work and just stuff, and you know, just been pushing this off more than I should be. You know, I am gonna go see Blackpink in Houston. I'm excited about that. So, but in that topic, it kind of does bring up something that, yeah, like I know I've mentioned it in the past. This might actually end up coming to fruition. That, yeah, probably by the end of the year, I may call off the podcast. Just truth be told, y'all, I haven't really been keeping up with K-pop like I should. I still love it and I still enjoy it, but it's just, I don't know. I'm just like falling out of it, I guess, slowly but surely. You know, and it's just, like I've been getting more involved into other things, and you know, I've been going back into like my metal music, you know, and like listening to like country more, and also my Christian music, and you know, I'm like been pushing away my K-pop, and like I'm not watching these new releases, and I'm just not following the music like I should be, you know. And it's just, yeah, I don't know if it's just because I'm fatigued from it, or if I'm just, I don't know, I guess because, like, you know, a lot of my groups are disbanding or just near the end of their tenures. And as I said, I don't want to deal with a lot of these new groups. I feel very comfortable trying to learn about them and like watching these videos and all that. So as I said before, if I do end up keeping it, unless there's an older group that does come out with something that I would be okay with watching, you know, I'm not going to discuss, you know, music videos or anything like that. I would just strictly talk about the music, and it's just, I don't know, I'm falling out of it, I guess, you know, and it just seems like day by day, I'm just kind of, yeah, moving on into a different setting. So, you know, we'll see. I know apparently Dreamcatcher is going to be coming back over comeback soon. They just released their teasers. Rocket Punch, I heard, is going to have a Japanese comeback. I was excited for that. I think I heard Aespa is also going to be, is gearing up for a comeback soon. And all, oh, but just, yeah, at the moment, y'all, it's just, I'm just, yeah, I don't know where to think right now, you know. Maybe I'll be, maybe at the Blackpink I'll feel more revitalized, but just at the present moment, you know, yeah, that's my mentality, you know. So I'll keep y'all posted, but it, like I said, it's just my thoughts for right now. What else is there? I don't know if anyone's watching any dramas. I finished All of Us Are Dead and Alchemy of Souls. I can't wait to see season two of both shows. Right now I'm kind of in between Sweet Home, and then also I just started The King's Affection as well. I got a list that I want to go through, you know. So I was able to get back Netflix, so yeah, I'm gonna be busy trying to watch these dramas. You know, maybe that would help out too, you know, because technically this podcast is supposed to be about, like, you know, the culture, besides not just K-pop, but, like, you know, yeah, K-dramas and all that. The food, food wise, nothing really new. You still find me at Ballin' Box every week. You know, I'm not gonna get rid of that. You know, there's a sushi place I want to go check out. It's called Yellowtail. I heard it's supposed to have real spectacular sushi. So maybe this weekend. You know, I have a friend coming in from Dallas for the K-pop night. So I've been trying to stay away from the K-pop nights too. Just, I don't know. I guess that's more me being old, I guess. I'm like, I don't know if I can keep staying up to, like, or staying out till 2 or 3 in the morning or something like that, you know. she's, you know, she'll be around, so me and my friends are like, yeah, we gotta go and, you know, spend time with her. So I guess, like, you know, like, I want to see my friends, so I guess I'll go this time and all that, enjoy it. Maybe just, I don't know, but she wants to go eat too, so maybe I'll just go eat where, you know, go eat in this, end it there, we'll see. But, you know, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with right now and everything. So yeah, first off, I guess we'll start off with Twice, you know, start off on a good note. We'll do Twice, NMIX, and then yeah, we'll give the whole Blackpink review and all that. So let me get into that real quick. So yeah, Twice, I believe it is a Japanese comeback, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, that I haven't seen it yet, honestly. So I'm pretty behind on it. Was it between one and two, or does it feel special? Or not for special, I mean, this, what is it? Talk That Talk? I think it's actually Talk That Talk. I thought it was, why am I getting between one and two? Maybe it was like the album deal or something. Okay, so yeah, I'm lying, everybody. I apologize. So I'm gonna watch this because I haven't seen this yet at all. I'm gonna watch Talk That Talk, and then I'll be right back with my review of it. Okay, so it is a actual Korean comeback. So I just wanted to check on that. All right, initial Talk That Talk. Very. I want to say very mellow, not like a super hyping song, like we've kind of seen a recent, you know, kind of like what Alcohol Free or any like Fancy, or, you know, like, you know, like their recent comebacks. This is a very, like, very well produced song. Hopefully, just very. I'm like, my initial thought of it was like, is this a Korean comeback or like an English comeback? Because it sounds like they say a lot more English in this song than they do Korean. But even then, just the overall aesthetic of it, just, you know, it's very, very vibing. You know, it's not too outlandish, as we've seen sometimes, you know, the, you know, chords and, you know, all the instruments, they're not, you know, insanely over the top. There's not really much of like anything EDM based, or, you know, like anything like techno, or like, you know, like very heavily electronic style. You know, this is a very well, like I said, well produced and just very well, very like complete song, I guess I want to say. Love the, you know, the whole concept of it. You know, just like, it seems that they have really matured There's still little parts of them being cute and everything. It's just gonna be twice, all bubbly. But you can just see like the progression of like these, these young girls that we knew from the beginning are now women. They are full blown women, and it's just they're showcasing their a little bit of the maturity and the sexuality. If it's partaken by their movements, the choreo, or even with the outfits, just they have fully evolved into women. And yeah, it's time that they are recognized for it, that they have grown up in this industry and they have killed it, truth be told. So I'm real, I'm real, I'm on my phone by the way, just so hopefully it doesn't happen again. Yeah, I'm really shocked about this. I'm surprised I haven't heard this sooner. Damn, I'm dumb. But just outfit. Oh, Chewie killed it, of course. I love the pink hair. Just wonderful. And I would say after her, Punnybee Geo. Oh man, Mommy Geo has just been coming from my throat of recent. Mina, of course, the same Mina. Mina's my bias wrecker, so Geo might be trying to take that over. If I had to say anything, I don't know. I guess the rap part of it. I don't know, man. They're always with this JYP's duo, like just starting off real quick, and then just like start off with Chaeyoung real quick, get a couple bars in, and then just Dayeon finish it off. And it's like, I don't know, I want to see a little bit more progression with them as well, maybe give them a chorus. I know they do that sometimes with Chaeyoung, where they give her they give her the singing part itself, more vocal. She's not like the full rapper, but I don't know, I still want to see Chaeyoung and Dayeon go off on a rap at one point. Give them a little bit more than just, just a couple bars for them to spit out and everything before it continues into the pre-chorus and everything. All right, let them go off for a little bit. Like, come on, like we need this as once. I want to see like that old school 16 vibe and everything where they just went off. I want to see a little bit of that. I haven't even heard it like in any of their like B-side songs either, like where we had like a real deal where they're allowed to be free. But maybe in the future, hopefully you just gotta keep petitioning and all that. Like, come on, let's just get a rap song and everything. Yeah, just oh man, these girls are wonderful. I'm gonna give this I'm still gonna give this a 5 out of 5 though. Like I said, I was blown away by this song. I didn't think it was gonna be at this caliber. I thought it was gonna be a bit more flashy and everything that we're kind of see. But nah, this one actually, they really it wasn't tamed, but it was just where it had that right subtlety of just maturity in it. So that's great. That's real great. I just realized that I forgot that Zorn too. Zorn had her come back with Yeon. So definitely gotta get into that. So I'm gonna react to Nmix right now and then I'm gonna put on Zorn and then I'll finish off with Blackpink. So yeah, Nmix just came back and like I said, it's Dice. Just from the get-go right now, I'm hearing all kinds of deals, mixed opinions. I'm gonna check it out for myself and I'll be right back with my take. Alright, so Nmix is Dice. I'm very at ends. It has the potential to be a really good song, don't get me wrong. I admire what the producers were trying to do, because I understand that and mixes. Yeah, I guess that's gonna be like their prerogative is, collaborating a whole bunch of styles and everything into the music, in a way. I know I read somewhere that someone was comparing them to like kind of Aespa, like how Aespa was doing, with their style of music, and I could really see that in this, but it's still got its own vibe to it. I'm still not too big of a fan of it though. Kind of like with was it O.O. It's sloppy, I feel. It's still very sloppy. At least with O dot, or was it O or O dot O, they had that potential in the second verse, where they mixed it up and it went to that soft side and just where Lily had a little rap part, just a tap tap, ooh, knock knock, but it kind of fell back in, and then just a little break in where they were, a little break in where they were, had the little sections, and if that was so well placed, the whole beginning of it though was just completely out there, and just I can understand it being new and everything, but it just felt so out of place, with the rest of the song. This one, however, just yeah, it seems that they change up the beat a whole lot, and just like the whole rhythm of it, just for like the sake of it, just to show that, oh yeah, check this out, we can, we're edgy too, and we could put our own spin on things, and it's just, I don't know, man. I didn't. I would probably have to give it a couple more listens just to like to get a full grasp of it, and but just from what I'm feeling right now, yeah, I'm just not that big into it, man. Just I like the whole concept, the production wise, just outstanding, visuals, visual effects and everything. I like the little places that they end. I guess it's like a carnival deal almost, or like some kind of like magic show spotlight. I like that whole aesthetic of it, very very well put, outfits were, top tier. I like that. And just, I don't know, man, just Kyujin was cute as hell. I like the red hair. Her and Lily in the chorus, just that the vocals in the back just kind of bringing everything together. I don't know. I feel like they were trying to do a little bit of like spoken, what is it called? Spoken singing at some parts, or they were just like, I don't know if it's like supposed to be some kind of like rap style or just. What, how would you place it? It felt, I don't know, it felt weird. Like I said, just the shifting of rhythm, really throws off a lot of the, it has you fighting to try to like grab a hold of like the song, and just like to get, there's some kind of sense out of it. It just, yeah, it feels so messy, and it's just, like you're at, like I said, I don't know, me personally, I'm, like I said, I'm at the end, I'm just like, what did I listen to, like what was that, like not trying to be like super down about it, like I said, it did have potential, to be a lot better, but just in its present form right now, just this is their first, right? The first comeback. I mean, this is, it happens. This is a sophomore comeback. Hopefully, they get a stance and then they come back, in the future with something, a little bit more worthwhile, I guess. Man, just for real, I'm not about it right now.
But real great job on production though wise, you know, like I said, just the such vibrant use of colors, and like I said, CGI just really top tier, you know, just, you know, it's JYP with the money, you know, so that, you know, that production budget must have been quite a bit and everything, but yeah, just I was not feeling it, man. And I don't want to be that kind of cat, man. I might have to listen to the album. Hopefully there's some saving grace in the album. I'm gonna give it a 2 out of 5. And you know, just I can understand the like they're trying to be the next generation, you know, and everything, but man, this I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, this is just my opinion, of course. But you know, I don't know how if you know how the you know current full kid netizens are about this. You know, that's just like their deal. And, you know, this is what they're leaning towards. You know, or just anyone else in the Russian area. But like I said, just in my personal note, this is not something that's grabbing my attention. Truth be told, I am not vibing with this. So yeah, just you know, I hate to do it, but I just like I said, I have to see what they pull out for the next comeback. I'm just this is not something I enjoyed, truth be told. So that's out of the way, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna move on over to Zorn and Yayan. So, Zorn, a former COC, had another comeback. And this time she actually brought some friends. She brought Yayan along. You know, also a former COC, and Sungyeon. Although Sungyeon just made, like, a guest appearance. But apparently she did do the choreo, so way to go, babies. And they came out with another spectacular, you know, song. It's all English, but it's called The Brown Eyed Girl. And yeah, man, just for Zorn to be able to come out as a soloist and just kill it, you know, is such a statement of how extremely talented this group was. You know, and that's the thing is that, like, you know, you got Yujin and Kepler, and she's, you know, doing her thing there. She's the leader and doing phenomenal. And, you know, Yayan just signed with this new agency, so I'm sure she's gonna be releasing some music out soon. So really excited about that. You know, Sungyeon is pretty much doing choreography, and doing dance covers and everything. I mean, she's showing why she's maybe one of the most underrated and completely gifted dancers out there in the K-pop scene right now, you know. And it's just I don't want to talk about Cube. I don't need to rant right now. I'm being good. I'm being good. But yeah, just, you know, for her to come out with this, you know, the Vana girl, and just very, you know, very positive, I guess, is the way I want to put it. You know, just very wonderful skill set, and just, you know, vocals are, you know, just top tier in my opinion. You know, Yang gets to do a little rap section, and just yeah, she just once again kills it as always. You know, just completely. She's also, I feel like, a very underrated rapper in the industry right now. You know, just completely phenomenal, you know, talent. You know, you have what is that? I saw a meme somewhere that they're saying that Yayan saved the industry from these English rapping verses and everything, because so far this year, yeah, anything that's like an English rap in K-pop has not been the best, you know. Like, there's always been some kind of, not nostalgia to it, but there's always been some kind of, like, criticism about it, just because, like, a lot of them don't make sense, or they're just downright horrible. But yeah, she just killed it. I love the aesthetic of the video, I don't know if she did it intentionally, but just huge props to going back to the black dress era. Really love that. Initially, when she's in her black hair and she's in a black suit and everything, just like, beautiful touch if that was the real case, and then for her to just be able to be free and come out and just, be comfortable with being herself, and not having to be tied down by, the expectations of the company or anyone else. She does. She wants to be a Nirvana girl and just, be able to be free and independent. And I just love that message that she, portrays out there and everything. And yeah, just Zorn is such a huge and completely all-inspiring role model out there for, she's really hasn't been afraid to speak out about things, and speak her mind. Of course, she has caused some controversy in the past, but I mean, in a way, that's, I'm sure a lot of people have, just unfortunately they don't have, her fame, like, at that moment, So of course a lot of them go unheeded, but still, even in now, she's able to just come out and say, yeah, I am doing this, myself. I'm out here on my own, and it is such a wonderful feeling, because, like, she's having all the success outside of, being in a K-pop group and everything. And I do want to point out too, I do also want to point out, she did state that COC is still together. Just because that com you know that that company decided, terminated them, on their end. She's like, nope. She said, COC, it's a family. We're still together. And that is exactly what I want to hear. That just shows that level of commitment that these girls have with each other, and just the strength that they had together. I just absolutely love it. But so, yeah. Like I said, I'm not gonna rant, even though I have still a lot to say. But this is definitely a, I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 5. Just like I said, instrumental wise, it is a very popular song and dance, very dance worthy and everything. Has a very simple choreo, pretty much. Excuse me, So yeah, just kudos to Zorn again, loving this and everything. And but with that, like I said, 10 out of 5. And now we're gonna hit the main course. So we are going to review Blackpink's second full-length album of Born Pink. And we'll go over the songs briefly. Of course, they just came out with I guess their second release of the album, called Shut Down. I'll discuss that in the end, like I normally do. I'll go over the B-sides first, and then we'll go from there. Let me watch this, and I'll be right back. Okay, so Blackpink's Born Pink album review. So, it is right off the bat, the album as a whole, I'm gonna give it a 4.8 out of 5. It's actually a very good album. Just unfortunately, there's a lot of people complaining because it's not a real album, in their words, because they should be more songs, like a full-length album, because that's what it sounded like we were promised.
You know, we were I thought we were informed that we were gonna get a full length album, but there's only, you know, six original songs pretty much. You know, you have Pink Venom, of course Shutdown, which we'll talk about right now. And then Ready to Love, which was that little I guess that special edition song for the, was it the Fortnite or that, whatever the hell that game was. You know.
Excuse me.
I'm very tired. You know, but I mean, technically this is one that they really like 5 or 6 songs, you know, extra in there. So yeah, people are up in arms about it. I mean, you know, good old YG. You know, so I guess the first song we'll talk about is Type of Girl, which is one of my favorites of the album. So real quick, this album, for some reason, they decided to, I guess, I don't want to say like get mature, but they decided to be more, I guess, aggressive with their language, you know. There is a lot of cussing in this album, particularly with 3 songs, Type of Girl, Hearts of Love, and Tally, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it is kind of a treat to hear Jisoo cuss, you know, but I don't know, that's kind of something that kind of like throws off, I feel like, some of the aesthetics of it. It's just like what's the point of, like, with the cussing and all, like, I don't know, I guess trying to make it sound like harder and everything, but I don't know, I think it kind of takes away some of the edginess of it, you know, like the songs. I mean, that's just me. So, I mean, come on, girls, like, you're not trying to be some kind of like gangsta, like super hip hop group, you know. It's K-pop, you know. So yeah, type of girl has, it does have a hip hop influence, you know. I mean, when you hear the song, just like the style of it, and just like the instrumental of it, you know, and just like the synths, and like with the style of the song, it's a, you know, like you know, like you just get that like underlying rhythm, and you know, that just carries throughout the song, and you know, and then of course in the chorus you just like, I'm the type of girl, you know, you do that kind of like that bass, that, you know, it's just in the background and everything. So yeah, Type of Girl is more hip hop based, you know. And then you go down to Yeah Yeah Yeah, which is a little bit softer, you know. It's a little, you know, not fully a ballad, but you know, it's a very soft song, you know, very light, instrument wise too, and everything. Vocals are very, you know, very spot on. You know, I that's a very nice song too, you know. Yeah Yeah Yeah. You know, I really like the instrumental sections, you know, kind of just kind of keeps a little bit composed, you know. So then from there you go to Hearts of Love, and it does get a little bit higher, you know. It's more, yeah, like an R&B, like pop style, you know, kind of like traditional Blackpink in a way. You know, does that one also has cuss words. So, you know, just, yeah, you know, instrumental wise, you know, not this, I would say out of all the songs, I think the only one that was like super heavy on it was Type of Girl. I mean, of course, aside from you know, like Ready to Love, or even like, you know, like the, I guess the title track's going cool. You know, so it was actually pretty mellow on it, but that's, I guess that's the deal about it, you know. It showcases the vocal prowess, so you know, they were very kudos. And then we're gonna get to the actual saddest song of the album, The Happiest Girl. Very condescending and contradictive. Yeah, this song is like, ah man, like it's gonna hit you in the feels, y'all. Like if you're about that, you're gonna feel something when you hear this song. Just beautiful, you know, beautiful composing of it. You know, just the piano and like it's playing the keyboard, but you know, just you feel the emotion behind it. You know, just it gives you that just sense of sadness, and you know, but like it's gonna make you feel some ways, I promise you. You know, like, oh man, I heard people that were crying after hearing that song. Like, I know I have some friends that said, yeah, they just started crying after it, because that just hit them like that. And it is, man, it's a very powerful song. You know, I recommend that if you're needing a good cry. I wish I could have, honestly. I feel like I need to cry. I don't know about y'all, man. Sometimes I just feel like I just need to, like, bawl out. Just bawl and let it out and just move on. But, man, I can't find anything that's going to make me cry, dude. Like, for real. Like, it's been a long time. I mean, I've teared up and everything. I came close to crying a couple times, but it's been a long while. And I feel like I do. I just need to, like, bawl out. I wish this song could have done it, but fortunately, it didn't. And then last one on the bad word train is Tally. You know, same deal. Tally kind of has, you know, a popish R&B style to it. You know, as they're just aside from the cussing and everything. You know, it's just very light on, you know, instrumentals, and you know, nothing really, like I said, super hardcore, but like EDM style, or like, you know, electro that we're kind of seeing, you know, when you're like, with, you know, like Pink Venom, you know, that one like was super heavy and everything. But no, a lot of their B-sides, man, were just very mute, so that was a weird change up from it. From the usual that we get from Blackpink. But now, then, we're gonna finish this episode off with, of course, second title track, or whatever you would call it, which was Shutdown. And Shutdown is just a complete 180 from Pink Venom. You know, while Pink Venom was very gritty and just, you know, kind of like in a way almost in your face with like electro and EDM style, just, you know, synths and just like heavy hitter, like, you know, vocal wise and all. With Shutdown, it's, you know, it still has aspects of, like, the, you know, the synths and the instruments and all, but it still has it's a very softer end, you know, that we're not really used to from Blackpink. You know, the Shutdown, you know, it does. It's a very mellow part of it, you know. Like, it's not what we're kind of used to from like these comebacks of recent with Blackpink. You know, it's got more, I guess, substance to it, because it just, I don't know. It feels, it's a whole different twist. But I know some people that don't like, you know, don't like fully like it, and you know, some people that do love it. Yeah, it's not like a traditional Blackpink what we're used to right now, recent and everything. So, but yeah, just even regardless, the song is still, you know, something to listen to, in my opinion. And then, the
Even just the aesthetic of the actual music video itself, like, I just love that part. Like, it's like, it seems like it's a throwback, you know, because like throughout the whole music video, you just get prior glimpses of like past videos and everything and concepts, you know, with like Lisa and Jenny, you know, you pretty much get playing with fire, you know, where you got Lisa on that balcony or that whatever it was, you know, like on the walkway, the wooden, you know, wooden walkway and everything, you know, she's back on that. And also there's a bit of a what is it, I think it's do-do-do-do, where the with the sword, you know, where she has that sword, you know. And then Jenny too, you know, with the plane with fire, because you know she's in the bathtub with the match and everything. And then Jisoo and Rose, you know, they're from Doo Doo Doo, you know, where Rose's on the swing, that chandelier swing, you know, deal. And then Jisoo, you know, where she's got the background of hers, you know, from the pink hair and everything, like from when she was doing the that so-called the shoot or whatever, you know, no fashion shoot. And it's just, oh man, just that feeling of nostalgia coming back, you know, like, oh man, it hasn't been this long since that, you know, that these women have been around and that we've, you know, gone through this journey with them. And I feel like it comes with the song too, you know, just the song has that kind of message to it, you know, just like, yeah, you know, when Blackpink is around and you hear the name of Blackpink and everything, it just, you know, it just closes up everybody, and it does cause a shutdown in a way, you know, because that's all people want to talk about is Blackpink. So it comes back like full circle. But the song itself, I'm gonna give probably the same. I would say about the same deal, 4.8 out of 5. You know, and yeah, just, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them in Houston next month. So I'm really excited about that. And yeah, like I said, I'll just, you know, music coming up, I'll try to keep more focus on it and just, you know, get more inputs. Like I said, just unfortunately, I don't know what's gonna happen, you know. But, you know, regardless, thank you all so much, very much for, you know, being with me and putting up with this. Like I said, this is on my phone, so I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a lot of like dead space in here at times, you know, from where I was transitioning and everything. And I'll try to be back on the computer for next time, so that way it's a little bit cleaner. But regardless, you know, just, yeah, once again, thank you guys for everything. You know, love you guys. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.